Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How do you get your butt handed to you in the midterms, in a midterm that should have been absolutely devastating to the Democrats and not change Republican leadership? How does that happen? Mitch McConnell still leading the Senate. Kevin McCarthy now Speaker of the House. How so? I don't know where this shakeup needs to occur, but let me tell you, Republicans, people out there supporting these guys, you better wake up. They are not representing you. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. How does this not happen? It's business as usual for the Democrats. Now, that's the bad news. The bad news is that the Republicans, the installed base, what do we call them? The institutional Republicans, the establishment Republicans, they're not going to change. For all intents and purposes, they're just Democrats. Now, what has changed is a lot of people are now waking up to that. It took me years. I actually believe that there was a difference between the parties, but that we all were working together for the same thing. Even if the other side was doing it in a nutty fashion, I felt like we all cared about America. We don't. Democrats don't care about America, and rhinos don't care about America. They care about power. And from power, you can get whatever money you want. I used to think it was about money and power. It's about power. Power gets you whatever you need. Power means you walk in somewhere, you don't have to pick up a check. Power means you call somebody and say, I need your jet. They have it ready for you. It is fueled at the FPO, ready to go at your beck and call. That's power. Where power is where you don't even need money. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to carry credit cards. Nothing. That's what they want. They want power. And we are setting up this digital world. We think it's a virtual. We think that everything that's going, you know, this digital stuff is going. I mean, we see it as an easier way to do business and things like this. The Democrats see it as a way to gather power, to do things outside of your reach. In other words, if I have $100 in my hand, 520s, and you grab one, I can see that I only have 80 and I can see you take my 20. But if you grab it digitally, if you steal it from me in the ways that the government now takes our money, I don't even know you took it. I think about all the things coming out of your checking account, out of various things that you just go, okay. IRS says, you got a penalty. Oh, okay. Because if you're going to fight it, you're going to fight something that's $1,000, $500. You're going to fight it and spend $5,000 fighting it, or you're just going to go, you know what? Forget about it. I was thinking about this because banks will say, Kevin, if you'll start a checking account and put $10,000 in, we'll give you $100. And I go for it every day. I'm like, why not? You got 10 grand, you say, you know what, even if I park it there for a little bit, I may need it. It says, leave it there for 90 days and get your $100. Go get your $100. And you think, woohoo, I got over. And maybe you did. But let me tell you why they can do that. Because they're going to get you back for $5,000. You know, if by the time it's all said and done, that $100 is easy money to them. Easy money. They're like, don't worry. We're going to get our $1,000 from him here in the next few months. I'm not blaming the banking industry per se. I'm saying that's how it works. I liken it in my own household to, we go to Costco, we buy water in bulk, right? You buy it in these 36 different containers, whatever. And you get your little thing of it, you know, and you carry it. It's a heavy little load, and you put it away. And you leave your house, go into a baseball game or something, and first thing you do is, oh, do you bring water? No, I didn't. Okay, well, let's stop at a convenience store, and instead of paying 25 cents per water that you have sitting at your house, you pay $1.99. And you go, well, okay. I liken it to that, and I know there are many people out there going, that's Kevin, we do that. Doggone it, I hate when we do that. Or you just say, you know, we could have made some sandwiches. when we left to go do blankety blank. But instead, nope, let's go ahead and eat out. So you spend $17 eating out from base when you could have made a couple of sandwiches. It would have cost you about $4. Well, under Biden, it might cost you $8. But whatever it is, but it's going to be more out, right? But you just kind of get disciplined to saying, it's okay. But we've been disciplined to say it's okay for a lot of stuff. It's okay to inflation. It's okay to these gas prices. It's okay to these new home prices, which, by the way, are dropping. We talked about it the other day, losing value. Where else are they going to go under Biden? Interest rates going up through the roof. And this is with the Fed trying to help the old clown, right? They're doing everything they can to help Biden. They're printing money. I just think of it as you got your hand on, you know, inflation, but your hand is shaking because inflation is trying to just bust through. They tell us, oh, the inflation rate is 8.6%. The inflation rate is 20-something percent minimum, 25, almost, it's approaching 30%. Now, is it getting a little more in check? Yeah, a little bit, but the prices aren't dropping. They're just holding steady. That inflation's still there. Now, the Democrats will go, oh, it's no big deal. You know, now that it's there, you could get used to it. Get used to those. Have you seen the price of ice cream in a pint? You used to be able to get a gallon. Half gallon. You used to be able to get a half gallon of ice cream. I'm not talking that long ago for what you pay for a pint. It's insanity. There's things I notice because I know the pricing of certain items. I'm not telling you across the board, but I do believe inflation is across the board. But let's go back to this Republican shakeup that didn't happen. Think about what other career can you have where you screw the pooch as badly as the Republicans, living in a time when Joe Biden is screwing things up so royally, you can't make a dent and you keep your job. You remain in power. Are you kidding? People have to. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. It's not going to happen. If you think at that level, these people are going to change, I'm telling you, you're an optimist like nobody. I mean, I've never met one like you. They are not going to change. They're going to be working against you. Right now, it's destroy Trump. And they're doing a good job. DeSantis is the man now. He's the man. And as I've told you many times, I don't care. But what I do care about is how many people fall for the message, fall for the narrative. You've been suckered in, and you should be asking yourself, why?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will give the Democrats credit because what they managed to do is to make Trump the bad guy in a way, or certainly lessen what he's done. And let's face it, Trump hasn't helped in many ways, but what a masterful... I mean, I got to tell you, it should scare you at how bad they make Trump look when you look at his record. It should scare you. Because what it says to me is, no matter how good of a person we put into office, it doesn't matter. They're going to taint him. I have a theory about what's going to happen in Florida with DeSantis and what the Democrats' long game is. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to open many people's eyes because you haven't thought this thing through. See, the thing that you look at when you're dealing with risk is you look at what is the long game? What could potentially happen if we get our way? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. What if you get your way? What if you're one of these people that says, you know what, I'm just sick of Trump. Trump has done blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you get rid of a guy who performed. And you do it essentially validating Joe Biden. You validate the Democrats, you validate the progressives, you validate the rhinos. You say, you know what? In spite of all the passion that I have against you, I'm going to throw away my general. It would be like throwing away Patton in World War II. Did he make mistakes? Probably. But you know what we did? We won the war. So I liken it to that and say, okay, fine. So they win, you lose. I'm not talking about a little win. I'm talking about psychological warfare, that they defeated you. They made you see the person who has done the most in our lifetimes to change politics in terms of any single person. The most unbelievable agent of change we've ever seen, and we go, you know what? Yeah, I've had enough of that guy. Why? Well, he talks bad to people, and he gives them names, and he tweets bad, and he's always in the news, and, you know, okay, fine. See, if you can't look beyond that, and because I was on a radio show, and a guy got mad. Kevin, you're calling us stupid. I'm not calling you stupid because you don't like Trump or whatever. That's not why I'm calling you stupid. I'm calling you stupid because if you can't see what somebody's doing to you, this is clear to me as day. And you could argue, well, Kevin, you don't know it all. I know this. I'll tell you what. Put Trump's accomplishments on paper, take away the personality, and tell me you would get rid of that guy over Biden or any of the Democrats or any of the rhinos or any of the never-Trumpers. Tell me you'd do that. See, because I know you wouldn't. On paper, Donald Trump is a rock star. Well, but Kevin, we have to deal with the fallout and the suburban housewives who don't like him at all. Okay, fine. You want to use that as your argument that we put in it, we got a champion who got himself elected against all odds. Even when they put him in there in order to defeat him, he kicked their butts. And instead of, I mean, I could point fingers. Do I really need to go back much further than this Republican leadership? I just said, talk about a recipe for a shakeup. So here's where we are, just to make it clear. We reinstalled the people who don't know how to win. I don't know how much we had to do with it, but apparently the other Republicans out there said, oh, you know what? I don't care that McConnell doesn't know how to win, even when the win is put on a gold platter for him. And McCarthy, he gets rewarded as the speaker. These people are losers. And so what do we want? Well, polling shows that DeSantis will now defeat Trump. And you get all this stuff going in the rumor mill. And the only one that's staying above the fray is DeSantis saying, look, guys, you know, they're going to create this stuff in there. I don't know politically what he's going to do. His star isn't going to tarnish because Florida is a showpiece. And, oh, by the way, it was an absolute boilerplate, a template for what happened across this country. And you know what the difference is? DeSantis fought for it in Florida, and nowhere else did they fight for it. Kemp's happy he's governor of Georgia, but is he going to help pull Herschel through? Don't know. He doesn't care. What about the state legislatures? What about these governorships that were lost? You want some vote counts? Do you know that the Bureau of Mines in Arizona, the person who ran for that got more votes than Barack Obama in 2008? Folks, this was a midterm election. The Bureau of Mines got the most votes of any Republican in the state of Arizona. 1.6 million people voted for the Bureau of Mines. Just under 1.3 million voted for Kerry Lake for governor. Does that make any sense? Oh, but Kevin, the Bureau of Mines was uncontested. Oh, yeah, and everybody was concerned about that one. They didn't skip that one. What about Sherry Yee? Secretary of the Treasury, 134,000 more votes than the governor. Now explain that one. She had competition. That's a statistical impossibility. It wouldn't happen. I'd love to see somebody go back and research and show me where the Treasury, the person who ran for Secretary of the Treasury, got more votes than a governor. The winner, certainly the winning governor. Show me where they got more votes. We're talking about a separation of less than 10,000, 15,000 votes. Show me where – I'm talking about between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, the fictitious governor of Arizona. Show me where Secretary of Treasury in any race where that it was that tight between the governors, where it's a slugfest, both sides voting, and the one who – the governor who loses gets less votes than the Secretary of the Treasury. Good luck finding that. Let me get to what this is really about. I told you the Democrats play a long game. So you get what you want. You take DeSantis out of Florida, right? And you make him your presidential candidate. Now, this is a guy that just crushed it in Florida across every – he brought everybody through – you know, the ocean rose for all the Republicans in Florida. So you make him your candidate for president. And – what happens if he wins? If they allow him to win, you think you've got to win, right? Who's going to take over Florida? What do you think's going to happen? They're taking out a good guy. There's no secession plan. At least if DeSantis was a vice president, he could do something to I mean, I'm saying there would be a strategy of how do you do something. With him running for president, there's nobody. There's supposedly somebody in the wings. I've heard of the guy's name. But show me who's got that kind of power right now in the Republican Party in Florida. Show me. Who are you hearing? So they take out DeSantis, and then they take over Florida. And what happens when the Democrats take over Florida again? You think we can win elections? They're taking out one of our guys. Actually, two of our guys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saudi Arabia and other OPEC oil producers are discussing an output increase, the group's delegates said, a move that could help heal the rift with the Biden administration and keep energy flowing amid new attempts to blunt Russia's oil industry over the Ukraine war. Disney is making a change when it comes to their CEO.
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, in a statement said Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period, end quote. This month, the company reported weaker-than-expected fourth-quarter financials, and one of the reasons Disney Plus streaming service is now costing you more. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not going to get a whole lot of talk from the Democrats on Joe Biden's 80th birthday. 80 years old. It's not old anymore in the typical sense, in the sense of, you know, going over to grandpa's and he's just checked out or whatever. But it's old to continue working. It's old to continue to be, you know, I mean, you're not going to find any 80-year-old MMA fighters, right? You're not going to find many 80-year-olds who are still working. If they are, it's out of desperation, which some might say that that's Joe Biden's issue, too. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, I'm not an ageist. I'm getting up there. Most of us listening to this program, most of you listening to the program, you're up there or getting close. I played golf, it was probably been a year ago, but I played golf with a guy who was 90, I think he was 92. And I just remember thinking, man, if I'm 92 and still out here hitting the ball with guys like me, God bless him. But I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want him running my company. I wouldn't call him to come fight with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's certain things you can no longer do when you're that age. And he's reached that age. Joe Biden's well past his expiration date. They know this. And the idea that we won't test this man cognitively tells you all you need to know. It's the same reason why they don't want Katie Hobbs doing a debate. It's the same reason why Fetterman had to have notes during his debate. Once the brain, I mean, I'm not saying that, I guess I am kind of saying that Democrats have the brains of 80-year-olds. They either have the brains of children or the brains of 80-year-olds, and they do not want to show you who they really are. Joe Biden won't take a cognitive test for obvious reasons. Now, there are those going, Kevin, you're just saying that, man, because you don't like Biden. I don't give a crap about, I don't like Biden's policies. But here's what I'll tell you. You ready? It's not going to be anything shocking. If Donald Trump were doing what Joe Biden was doing, I would say, test him. Trump preemptively took the test. He said, oh, You want to talk about cognitive abilities? I'll show you. I'm all there. The Democrats know this isn't going to happen. And this is why one of the biggest birthdays of your life is at the zeros, right? When you're 30. My aunt lost it at 30. You'd have thought she had turned 90. I remember it. I was a kid. She lost it at 30. At 40. Oh, what do you think happened? But isn't that's not the one that's considered middle age, but it's a big deal. 50, right? Ooh, 50 years old. Now you get the black balloons and the whole deal. 60, 70, 80,
80 is a big one. I will never forget when I was a kid, the family that my grandparents worked for, the Mormons, they flew everybody in, including this man's family. His name was Carter. Carter was their butler. And they flew his family in, and at their mansion in San Antonio, Texas, we celebrated Carter's 80th birthday party. He was a butler for this family. Mr. Carter is what I called him. And that's where I met I'll tell you, interesting story. Carter's daughter lived right around the corner from my stepfather. And I would go visit Tommy, who lived in a little house that he and my mother bought right before my mother died. And around the corner from them, a mile away, was this enclave that was a black community of luxury homes. I will never forget this. And when I told these people where I lived on Belgium Lane, they said, "Kevin, we're right around the corner from you. You should come visit us or whatever. We'll have our grandbabies in." So I go around the corner, around from my stepfather's home, and he had remarried Joan. And here's this beautiful community. I was like, what in the world? And I go there and I ring the doorbell at this most stunning home. I think it was the second nicest home I'd ever been in of a black family. The first was owned by a couple who owned their own company. And I'll never forget them because they had two daughters that my brother and I tried to date. But that's a whole other story. But long story short, I go to this, I ring the doorbell, I go into their homes, and I was like, this, black people can actually live like this? What? It was a shock. But going back to Carter, this family understood his 80th birthday was an important event. They flew everybody in. Nothing on Biden. What's going on? Here's what they said. The White House has few plans to mark the landmark birthday in any major public way. Any celebration will be eclipsed, by design or not, by the wedding festivities of Biden's grandmother, Naomi, at the White House that happened over the weekend. The First Lady is planning to host a brunch on Sunday, a family tradition that usually takes place the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But in this case, will occur on Biden's actual birthday since the family will already be gathered. Do you think that's the reason? These people don't want you to see Biden turning 80 and acting 160. They said, at a time when Biden's age has come up again and again in focus groups and surveys, the fact that he is now the first Oval Office octogenarian is something few in the president's orbit are eager to highlight. Let me translate that into easy speak. They're embarrassed that Joe Biden is 80 in the White House, so they don't want to tell you. They don't want to remind you of how old he is. And in fact, this article that references something from the New York Times is essentially saying age is just a number. It's just a number. What? Is that what are we going to find out next? That Joe Biden really does date teenage girls? Is age just a number? It is just a number, Kevin. Why are you making such a big deal? I'm making a big deal because this octogenarian moron is talking about nuclear war. This guy thinks that he actually won the election legit. He thinks that the midterms called the best certainly in modern history, maybe the best in history, is because of his policies. High inflation, starving people to death. By the way, if Trump presided over this economy, what do you think they'd be telling you? Do you think you'd be hearing the stories about people who have to not take their meds because they need to eat, or not eating because they take their meds, or having to go live with parents or live on the street or whatever because they can't afford to live? Would they be showing you people in giving blood, donating blood, and telling you there's horror stories of having to have two jobs and donating plasma whenever they get the chance? Would they be telling you these stories, or would they be celebrating, or in this case, not celebrating the 80th birthday of the president? This is unbelievable. You know, I don't blame them. Every time you put old Joe in front of some people, he gets nutty. And let's face it, if you're going to have a birthday celebration, it ain't going to be like my great-grandfather's 80th, where You know, he sat in the chair and regaled us with stories from his youth and things like this. And my great grandfather, we called him Papa. He lived to be 93. So when he turned 90, same thing. Only thing was he didn't have nearly the memory. And at 80, he was already losing it. And we'd heard the same stories from the previous decade when he was 70. But let me just tell you, it comes fast. That's why I keep warning everybody. I warn these Democrats to keep thinking they can cheat in elections. Okay, you retired Pelosi. You retired that witch. But now you got Joe Biden. You got 2 years of Biden who is not aging the way kids age. He's not aging like that. Kids age fast, but older people age old. You know what I'm saying? You know, Joe Biden is aging in dog years. And I say this and I'm not trying to joke about it. The older we get, the worse things are. You might have a day or two that's good. Let's look. If you're over 50, you know what I'm talking about. You know what it felt like to be in your 30s. You know what it felt like to be in your 40s. Now you're in your 50s, your 60s, and your 70s. You are so happy to have a good day. You know, you're like, oh, Lord, today was a good day. I'm going to go do something fun. And here's what you're doing. You're hoping your back doesn't go out. Or your sciatic nerve doesn't do that. Well, I don't know all the details, but you know, there's little things that are going on. You hope the gout doesn't kick in as bad, or those shingles don't, you know, bother you. All those commercials that you see now on TV, you're paying attention to. My hand's up. You see, also a topic of conversation, though not usually in the media, is his mental fitness. There were rumors on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that the New York Times was working on a story about Biden's mental fitness, a story that would only be published after the election. He says, I don't know if these rumors were true, but maybe there were references to a story published today. The Times spoke to 10 experts on aging and asked how healthy someone could expect to be from 80 to 86, which is how old Biden would be at the end of a second term as president. Mr. Biden, these experts agree, had a lot going in his favor. Just listen to this. He's highly educated, has plenty of social interaction, a stimulating job that requires a lot of thinking, is married and has a strong family network, all factors that studies show are protective against dementia and conducive to healthy aging. Let me put it in a different way. Biden had all that, and he's still a raging moron. He had all that going for him. But what they won't tell you is he's had multiple brain surgeries and he's demented. They aren't going to let you know that, even though you know it already.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys do know that we got some tough times coming up. I'm not talking about my team, the Kevin Jackson Network. We've been going through tough times for 13 years. And we've had some really amazing folks that have helped out. By the way, Bob and Carol, I got your latest letter. And Bob, with your handwriting, it takes me like a day and a half to figure out how to read. But thank you again for sending me another beautiful note and a bunch of other little goodies that Bob always sends when he sends me stuff. But the generosity of many great folks like Albert, who you know, helped us out quite a bit, Bob and Carol, and many others out there. Oh, Ruth, my sugar mama, turned 99 this year, and she sent us a check for $100. I'm a kept man, Ruth. Thank you so much for doing that. You certainly don't have to. But she said, send me a beautiful note. I'm going to send her a note back so she can put it, you know, with her goodies and, you know, things that she, her keepsakes. But we have a nice little relationship. But no, I really do appreciate that. But I got to tell you, we've got tough times ahead. And I'm talking about the people who are struggling under the regime, because that's what this is. This is a regime of Joe Biden, the communist regime. These people have hurt fixed income people in ways that it's going to be difficult for Americans to recover. They have widened the gap between rich and poor to probably the widest in our lives, not just adult lives, in our lives. I don't think the gap has been this wide ever. This inflation rate, which they are fictitiously lying and telling you it's 8% or so, is into the high 20s. People cannot afford food. They can't afford meds. They can't afford places to live. They can't afford to heat and cool their homes. They can't afford to eat out, to live a quality life. And I'm not saying you need all those things, and it certainly makes us all soul search about what is the meaning of life, because it's not tied up into money. Money doesn't always make you happy. But it, you know, there's a, my friends say it keeps the kids calling. It's not a, happiness is not, I'll put it this way. If you live within your means and you know you can pay your bills, you can be happy. You can have lots of money coming in, but not living within your means and be miserable. Or you could be these people who measure themselves by how much money they have. That's the measure of, oh, this makes me better or whatever, which is ridiculous. But there are people who think that way. I have a friend. He's a very wealthy guy. And he, you know what his thing is? He loves to find the best stuff. If he finds a hole-in-the-wall barbecue joint, I'll tell you what's the best barbecue joint ever, go there. Because he's not kidding. He loves trying things out. He'll, you know, if you eat sushi, he'll tell you where he's had the best sushi. He, and it's not bragging. He just wants the best, and he's always looking for better. And I'm glad that God blessed him so he can do that. And I'm also happy that he finally decided at some point that he didn't have to work anymore. He's into his 60s. There's no, he has nothing to prove. He doesn't have to work anymore. And he's finally beginning to enjoy life. And I hope he gets to enjoy it for the next 50 years. Healthy. With his trophy wife. And you know who I'm talking about when I use that term, because that's what he always describes his wife as. But they're going to be tough times, and there already are for too many people. And here's my point. They aren't over. People are having to really decide what to do with things. And here's what I would say to we conservatives. And by the way, there was a one, who was this, the CEO? One, a major CEO recently said, oh, it was Bezos. Bezos said, look, I'm going to give away all my money. He figured it out. Jeff Bezos has finally figured out. You could add another $100 billion to my wealth. It isn't going to matter. I can't spend it all. There's not enough for me to do. So you know where you're going to find happiness, Jeff? Giving it away. Many of these ultra-rich people, that's what they really decide to do, is they say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to give it away. I don't know if Elon Musk may, because he may find himself having to really do some massive things at Twitter, because you've heard of the story there. We're going to cover that another time, because it's deserved of how leftists will scuttle something if they don't like it. This is the new generation, is we'll sabotage it. Well, they've done it because they sabotaged America. They allowed a liar, an interloper, to get elected on a cheat. They've allowed a cheat, the biggest cheat in midterms in our history. And they act as if people love their ideas. Well, it's not true. They flatly do not love their ideas. And so the consequence of this is everything I mentioned earlier. People struggling, you know them. You finally have some of your friends when you're, I don't know when is the last time we talked about gas prices under Trump, and maybe we talked about them being lower, but I didn't have gas conversations with my friends. In essentially the last 2 years of Trump, when he got a hold of it and got rid of Obama's nonsense, I didn't have gas conversations. I didn't have inflation conversations. I had conversations about how good the economy was, and I had conversations about where to invest your money. One of my friends, he's an Army Special Forces guy. He's a Navy SEAL, and he jumped services, so he was not a Green Beret. Delta Force and a Navy SEAL. And he was coming back from deployment, and he says, "Kev, I gotta put this money somewhere." And I said, "Hey, I tell you what to do. Trump's president. Watch this. Put him in some investments." The guy made a crap load of money fast. And I told him, "Do this fast, because as long as Trump is in, this formula works. If Trump's not in, the formula no longer works. And I'll be doggone it if I wasn't right. The formula didn't work under Biden." Surprise, surprise. There are signs out there, many, many places, easy to find. You don't have to look for them. You don't have to go, I wonder where the economy is going to go. They redefined recession, and this last quarter, they tricked us into believing that we didn't have three straight quarters of negative GDP. Because they fudged the numbers. So supposedly, we're no longer in a recession. It's all good now. Is that how you feel? But there are other signs. Folks, we're about to come into the biggest shopping season each year. This is it. This is when retailers make most of their money. And do you know what's happening? People are laying off. Now, there is a seasonal layoff right before the holidays because companies don't want to pay people for those blank days. But we didn't have this major issue in 4 years of Trump. In fact, when Trump was president-elect, we had 5 years of growth each year in the retail market, both in-store sales as well as internet-based sales. I'm going to predict you that that doesn't happen this year. And here's one of the reasons why. FedEx Freight says it's going to furlough some of its employees beginning in December. Now, we're talking FedEx. This is package delivery high time. This is when people can't get enough employees. Look in the back of a truck, the USPS, all these trucks. We're hiring. FedEx laid off a bunch of its overseas staff. In other countries. I don't know how many. They got 45,000 total employees. I think they laid off roughly 5,000 to 6,000 overseas, and now they're furloughing some in December. The less than truckload arm of FedEx said that the furloughs would begin in December. Didn't say how many drivers would be impacted, but I'm telling you folks, that is a sign. Spokesperson for FedEx said in an email statement that FedEx Freight described the furlough as temporary and a necessary response to current business conditions impacting volumes. Said that some eligible employees will be offered permanent transfers to other FedEx locations and job offerings, which is good. I don't want anybody to suffer. I'm not gloating here about this, but what I'm telling you is you have a major package shipper during the biggest, busiest time of their season. And they're saying, we're furloughing them. At least 90 days. Now, if it's a thing to kind of get through the holiday, which again, why would you do it now? Why would you do this now? But think about all the other layoffs we've talked about. Amazon laid off, 11,000 people or something? It was a big number. You got Twitter laying off thousands of people. Other folks are laying off that I don't even... We were having a conversation about this. I was in shock. I was like, where have I been? This is a sign.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.